This past week, in the latest issue of Marvel's Fallen Son miniseries, 4 months after Captain America was shot by a sniper, he was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. After 66 years of selfless bravery and heroic action, he spent part of the time frozen in an iceberg. Captain America is no more, at least for now. Jeff Loeb is the writer of this latest issue, and he joins us now by phone from his home in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Hi, Neil. Thank you. I just want to say I'm actually calling from the set of Heroes, the NBC show, and we're all very big fans of your show.
Well, I have to say I'm a fan of Heroes as well, but let's talk about Captain America just for a moment. Of course, his real name, his secret identity was Steve Rogers, and he was killed as he was being brought into federal court in New York in an effort to force him to reveal that name.
It's a much more complicated story, but that certainly is the simple version. I think what people should remember is that Steve Rogers was this skinny kid who grew up in the streets of New York, who volunteered for the Super Soldier program during the war effort and became Captain America, who became an inspiration to men and women and children to be the best hero that you could be. And he died doing the thing that he did best, which was to be selfless. There was a sniper on a roof. The sniper was actually after him, but the bullet would have struck the police officer that was with him, and he stepped in front of the bullet in order to be a hero at the end.
The story of Captain America is, in a lot of ways, the story of American comics through the last, 70 years or so. I guess in his first issue, he literally punched Adolf Hitler in the face and ended up as a champion of civil liberties in a new 21st century America.
That's the idea behind it. It's very hard to have a character who wears the American flag who doesn't in some way reflect the American experience. I suppose there could be a story where Cap would have been running around in Iraq, but the way that the character is dealt with currently is best through metaphor, and the idea of civil liberties, the idea of keeping your own secret identity, and whether or not the government should be able to control that sort of thing was something that Joe Quesada, the editor-in-chief, found very provocative and brought Cap right into the center of it.
Then his funeral, which, as I understand it, was very much a personal statement on your part.
The whole miniseries, which deals with its five issues, and it dealt with the five stages of grief, the Kubler-Ross idea. And I by no means think that I'm an expert on the subject, but I unfortunately had to go through the tragedy of losing my own son, whose name was Sam, who was also a comic book writer of his own, in addition to being a high school student. He would have been 19. I lost him when he was 17. He was diagnosed with cancer when he was 14 and fought it bravely and with great humor. And when I had the opportunity to do this, it's one of the reasons why it's called Fallen Son. I wanted Cap to be everyone's son, and I wanted people to feel what it's like to lose somebody that means something to the entire world. And my own boy had such a huge following of fans and friends that much of what the eulogy is similar to the things that I – it's not direct anything, but it's very similar to – what went on and when I eulogized my own son out here.
And a heartfelt moment that we're so cynical, particularly about, comic book characters who will probably come back to life at some point later down the road. But a moment I don't think anybody who read it will ever forget.
There was something that I had done at my son's funeral because there were so many people there from knowing him from high school and knowing him from drama and knowing him from comics and knowing him from being in the hospital. And the list goes on and on. And there were like 2,000 people in this 400-seat temple. And I just wanted everyone to understand what they were dealing with. And so I asked everyone to stand up in their particular groups. And when you're at a funeral, you have your blinders on and you're just looking at the person that's talking. And so
Jeff Loeb, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Jeff Loeb with us from Los Angeles. This is NPR News.